Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Hot. Sorry about the no die sign for anybody who was interested, but since we have our practice circle in here and close those doors, it would be way too hot. So who here is ready to die? Only a few. Well, those of you who are not ready to die may be in the wrong place. You know, for many of us, this question can be unsettling and difficult to entertain. The question is, if you are not ready to die, are you really ready to live? Most of you know of Suzuki Roshi, who is the founder of San Francisco Zen Center and the author of the famous book Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And Suzuki said, to live in the realm of Buddha nature means to die as a small being, moment by moment by moment. Similarly, the Japanese Zen master Shido Bunan, in the first line of a waka poem, wrote, die while alive and be completely dead. So what do these teachers mean? Well, they're referring to the death of our idea of this present moment. And to the death of our idea, who it is that is experiencing this moment. It's another way of saying, who are you? Who is this person who is afraid to die? So this death of the person who is experiencing this moment, we refer to as the great death. And Zen Master Dogen described it in this way. The whole universe shatters into 100 pieces in the great death. There is no heaven. There is no earth. Once body and mind have turned over, there is only this to say. Past mind cannot be grasped. Present mind cannot be grasped. And future mind cannot be grasped. So in practical terms, if I'm grounded in the idea, I'm Carl, and you are you, then my experience is that we are different and that we are separate. On the other hand, if my mind is still, that is, it stops producing ideas of who Carl is and who you are, I have a different experience. I experience directly, that we are not separate, but we are one. Not from the perspective of a textbook, right? But from direct experience. I also experience that I am not less because of the death of this idea of a separate self, a separate Carl, I am actually much more. If I am afraid of death, it's because I think there's a Carl. And I'm terrified that this Carl will go out of existence. French philosopher and mathematician René Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. And from the Zen experience, we could add, I don't think, therefore I am not. So if I don't think, if I'm not thinking, then who is it that dies? Non-thinking, that is a still mind, means the death to a separate self and a separate reality. In Daisan, the teacher may ask, who are you? Who are you? Can you answer? Kalu Rinpoche expressed it this way. You live in illusions, in the appearance of things, but there is a reality beyond illusion, and you are that reality. When you recognize this, you will realize that you are really nothing, and being nothing, you are everywhere. Nobody likes to be told you're nothing, but that's if you are only holding to who you think you are. If you're ready to let go, then you become everything. And somebody saying you're nothing becomes a compliment. So it's sort of paradoxical, but dying this great death actually brings us to life. It brings us to life in ways that we could have never imagined. Through this process, we realize fully who we are. we realize our Buddha nature, our true selves. And this experience, again, the experience transforms how we live our lives. It's not a concept, an idea, something from a book. It's an experience. But as Suzuki Roshi pointed out, we must die in each moment. It's not enough to have a one-time deal. Go to a retreat and, aha! And then Monday morning, you're back to the same old Carl. An important point, I think, needs to be made. We should not be deceived into thinking that one way of seeing is preferential to the other, because this would be just more delusion. In Zen, there's a saying, no leaning. That's because both experiences are valid. The world of this and that, and the world of me and you, and the world of non-separation or oneness. The two experiences must be integrated into one reality, or there is the danger that we will continue to function in the world in a lopsided way. Roshi Kennedy spoke to this point when he said, "In the Zen world, there is often an emphasis on clarity of mind, on insight. Sometimes it is not how clear your mind is, but how your hands get dirty, how dirty your hands are from working for others." Okay, so he talks about in Zen there's an emphasis on clarity of mind or insight. And then he says, sometimes it's not how clear your mind is, but how dirty your hands are from working for others. Emptiness is not enough. Emptiness is only the beginning of rejoining the world, but in a different way, where it's not Carl and you, but it's all of us, one body. So the insight that I've been talking about must be integrated and actualized in the relative world, or what good is it? 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. And finally, a haiku. And I couldn't remember who wrote this, but the haiku is, "Barns burnt down, now I can see the moon." So I leave you with the question, who are you? Who are you, and who is it that dies? Thank you.